What I want to know is, why was the adoption cancelled? What specific reasons, Steve?
Okay. So, have you seen the email? Because I do know that you access some of the primary sources. Have you seen the email that...
I've been doing
Chantel,
this a long time.
I know. Have you seen the email that Chantel sent to Colin then? Because it clearly gave reasons why...
Well, I don't think it did. So what do you think these reasons are?
Okay. So, Chantel did take offence by some of the articles in the floater, didn't she? And I think some of the stuff that Frank had produced.
Yeah, we'll get on to that, because I want to deal with that. Now, I've seen all of those.
Okay.
I see nothing offensive in any of them.
Okay. Well, that's her perception, isn't it? Were you aware of the serious health and safety issue?
Go on.
Where Colin, or one of Colin's volunteers, had to be released because he trapped his ankle. So I think Mountain Rescue had to come. Well, I know that Mountain Rescue had to come and release him, because he... he got trapped somehow while he was doing some work.
Whereabouts was this?
It's on one of the lots. I don't know the exact location, Peter. But I know that that was a major issue, because Colin didn't report it. So when he does work in his working parties, if there are any issues or incidents, he's got to report them, as were any other adoption. And we only found out, well, my colleague Roy only found out about that secondhand.
And you've verified that, have you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you're aware of that, but when people volunteer, it's, you know, we have a duty of care, don't we, for people working on our land? And I know people think that of our systems and procedures are a bit...
as far as I'm aware, Colin has been accompanied by CRT people, or any work parties have, on every occasion. So why didn't the CRT person deal with that?
Well, the whole premise of the adoption is that you don't need supervision. So Colin would have set up his volunteering activities, and I know that Roy helped him in terms of providing tools, materials, doing all his risk assessments and method statements.
Yeah.
But when you get to an adoption status, the CRT staff generally step away then, because we've formed a relationship, we've got that joint trust between us, so we do let people just crack on then, really, as long as we work into an agreed schedule of works, which is what we adopt.
You see, I find it fascinating, Steve, that this incident, as you describe it, is the first that CRT has mentioned of it to anybody at any time, as far as I'm aware. It certainly wasn't in Chantel's emails. It wasn't in any of your communications with Colin.
Well, so
has
Colin,
it suddenly appeared out of the ether?
When I met Colin, Peter, I said I wanted to start afresh with him, didn't I?
Yeah, well, that's not quite answering the question. None of this alleged incident of yours hasn't been mentioned by anybody until now. It suddenly appeared out of nowhere. Why is that?
Well, I'm not mentioning it, or Chantel's not mentioning it.
No.
Well, I'm telling you now.
Yeah, but this has never been spelled out to anybody. I can't help but be a little suspicious that suddenly, when every other ground for revoking the adoption falls away, you suddenly produce another from out of the ether.
Well, you just asked me for some reasons, and I told you that Chantel wasn't happy with some of her press articles.
Yes.
So about this health and safety issue.
Well, Chantel didn't mention this health and safety issue to anyone, certainly in the correspondence that I've seen.
Right.
Are you saying she did?
I don't have access to all Chantel's emails.
Well, shouldn't you have?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you've taken over her role.
We're a busy waterway, aren't we, Peter? There's so many things that are going on.
You are.
I don't have access to every last email. Every last
I'm sorry. And also, in your email to Colin, there is no mention of this incident.
Well, we didn't need to be, because I met Colin with a view to us carrying on the working relationship.
So you didn't mention it to Colin?
No, I just... you saw my email, Peter.
Yeah,
and
I did.
It clearly said to Colin that I want to start a fresh year, re-establish a good, mutually beneficial working relationship.
Yeah.
And that is still my stance.
And
what I'm
trying to get to, Steve, here is why you simply didn't correct what was quite obviously a fit of spite by Chantal Seaborn in ending the adoption agreement in the first place. You seem to be more concerned with protecting her heritage than doing the right thing.
I don't think that's true or fair, Peter, because I made the effort to go and see Colin off my own bat. I wasn't instructed by Richard Parry. I just thought that I've seen Colin's work, I appreciate it, he's doing a good job. I went to see Colin to see if the situation could be reversed and get him back working on the waterway.
Well, it could have been if you'd just simply restored the adoption.
There's still an offer that's there. Colin wants to carry on working, I did say to him, we can restore the adoption in the future.
Yeah, no, it's not an offer, is it? It's a promise of some milk you're looking for.
Thank you, yeah.
It's a promise of some vague thing happening in the future. It's not saying we will, it's saying we may if you're a good boy.
I wouldn't patronise Colin like that because he's obviously got a good skill set and he's obviously done good work in the past. So, again, I don't think you're being entirely fair.
Okay, so how am I being unfair? Because I've all, you know, just on the basis of your email, it says, you know, if we like what you do going forward at some time, we may restore the adoption.
Well, I don't know, Colin, do I? I'm starting from scratch from both perspectives. I'm starting completely fresh. Yeah. I mean, the adoption thing is, as I suggested before, if you do volunteering, you build up a level of trust and joint working, and then if you wish to take on an adoption, then you can do.
See, that level of trust existed already at ground level, and he had a good working relationship with CRT people on the ground.
It does, because Roy speaks highly of Colin.
Exactly. Mm. So the only real problem wasn't there, it was there. It was at the top of the management. Yeah.
Okay.
And I suspect what senior management was really teed off about is the publicity angle, because everything that I see, every mention of this, even from Richard Parry, says, please stop doing your own PR and let us do it for you. I mean, I paraphrase, but that's what it amounts to. And there seems to be a sort of an enormous nervousness about Colin, actually, because Colin's really good at it.
Right, okay.
He goes out there and he talks to people, and his honesty and his and enthusiasm shows through. And I think CRT finds that very difficult to cope with, quite frankly. And that seems to be the message that comes back.
That's a shame, because when I again went back to Colin, I said, if you need any support with your PR, then with Gemma, we've got a new person now, so Gemma will help you. It's nothing to do with control or anything like that.
But it is, isn't it? Because at the core of Chantal's complaint were these, and we'll come on to them now, was this release from Frank Sanderson, claiming that it was inaccurate. Now, A, I've read it,
right, okay.
And it wasn't. Mm-hmm. B, she never came, despite several emails, she never came back to Frank and said, this was wrong and that was wrong.
Right.
She simply ignored him. He's emailed you since then, asking, yes, and I've seen a copy of that as well. He's emailed you since then saying, please tell me what you claim is wrong with these emails, and has had no response. I find it curious, A, that CRT, whether in the shape of you or Chantal, simply ignores these things from a guy who's been a volunteer on the Lankey for decades,
yeah.
You know, because he had a role with Canal Trust and all the rest of it, that you simply just don't respond to these things. You make an accusation, you know, this press release was inaccurate, but then you don't stand it up. You don't say it was inaccurate because of this, this, and this. And the closest anybody can get is this suggestion that, anybody from Old Lanky Boaters and Frank and all the rest of it can get, is that for some reason objection was taken to the mention of restoration in the same breath as the adoption. Is that the case? I mean, do you know what was wrong with these press releases?
Well, you've already said, haven't you? It's stuff that Chantal took umbrage with. And again, I'd be happy to meet Frank like I've met you today. You know, I've come into this job and I want to make effort with people. You know, you're obviously canal enthusiasts, aren't you? I don't see why we just can't all get on a bit better.
Well, I suspect the major reason for that was Chantal Seaborn, but all the history of her tenure is of confrontation, right, and conflict and fits of spite. I mean, the lightship is another one. The moorings thing on the Lanky is another one. She actually lied at one point, and both Steve Haywood and myself, and we both have good journalistic reputations, will support that and have said to Richard Parry, she lied to you.
Right.
And that was about boats being held on the link. Mm-hmm. In all honesty, Steve, you really ought to turn your back on all that and attempt to build new relationships, and you don't do it in a grudging way.
That's why I'm here, Peter. You keep going back to stuff like Chantelle's done. She's yesterday's man, isn't she?
But that's part of why we are here, where we are, isn't it? You know, I mean, just personally, from my perception, okay, and I've spent a long time as a hack and as a boater, you have it within your gift, because you quite clearly say, Parry has said, this is in your court.
It's a local matter.
It's nothing to do with him, which I think is an abdication, but that's another issue. You have it within your gift to put right at least some of the things that Chantal put wrong. And the easiest way of doing that is to say to Colin, look, we know you're good at what you do. You get on with our people on the ground. Let's forget all this nonsense. Let's put the adoption back in place now, not in some vague future time, and we'll get on with it.
I'd be happy to meet Colin again, Peter. I really want to sort this out.
What does that mean?
Well, my stance hasn't changed, Peter. I don't know.
No,
Colin.
I didn't think it did. See, this is the problem, isn't it? We've gone from, at the top in the northwest, we've gone from rash temper tantrums to what looks to me like an overcautious backside covering approach.
Oh, I'm sorry you see me like that, Peter. But, you know, I've only been doing the job for 4 months, and I'm only an interim position while we go through this real.
Some screws that do it, isn't it? So. I mean, you don't seem to know why Chantal objected to those press releases.
No, I don't.
So that's really not an obstacle then between you and the restoration of this adoption, because you can't see anything there. I can provide you the originals if you like, but they are innocuous. The only thing that seems to come across is this whole question about adoption / restoration.
Yeah.
Now, Colin's made no secret of that. He's talked to Richard Parry about it.
Yeah.
He's talked to the some of the trustees about it.
Okay.
He talked to Chantal about it.
Okay.
CRT could be in no possible doubt that that's what he wanted to do long term.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate it's not part of the adoption agreement, but that doesn't invalidate the adoption agreement, because he wants to do that long term, does it?
From my perspective, again, going back to that original adoption agreement, I think he'd probably done that schedule. It does contain a schedule of works, and I think he'd done that, hadn't he? So what he could have done is said, Chantal, I've done all this now, we want to expand our horizons, can we formalise it in a new adoption agreement?
If that's how you work, is it? I mean, why not just simply extend the existing one with a new set of objectives?
It only needs to be an amendment. It doesn't need to be War and Peace. It's only a two-sider, isn't it, Peter?
But before we got to that position, it was taken away from it on spurious grounds.
Well, you keep focusing on this point, Peter, about adoption being taken away, and as I said, I want to work with Colin.
And you keep saying, I don't want to put it back now. I don't want to admit we did anything wrong. I want to go into some new period of probation so that we can think about it and then maybe do it in the future.
I just want to work with Colin, that's all. You know, I've said to you.
Sorry, is that not what you're saying? That you want to go into some new probation period?
What I offered to Colin is to work with Roy on a new schedule of works, which we can deliver jointly with support from CRT, and then if that work is completed, then we'll look to do the adoption agreement. And if Colin wants to expand on what the original schedule of works is, that's fine.
So we're still holding the adoption agreement out as a carrot at the end of a period when he does more work?
Peter, I'm sure you're going to describe it as you want to.
Oh, well, I mean, is that an inaccurate description? Is that what you're saying?
I don't think it's a carrot. It's something to work towards, isn't it?
What possible reason is there for not going back to Colin and saying, look, you know, you've got all the examples of the work he's done. You admit they are perfectly good.
Yeah.
Right? So why not go back to him tomorrow and say, Colin, we got it wrong. Let's put this adoption thing back in place and we'll agree a schedule of works within it.
I didn't want to undo Chantel's decision without building up a working relationship with Colin. That's all it was.
Were you wrong in that decision?
Sorry?
Were you wrong?
Well, it remains.
I mean, you say you didn't want to. I mean, what you've actually achieved. What you've actually achieved is to alienate a large group of volunteers. When a really enthusiastic guy and upset some of his friends as well, at a time when certainly Chantel knew, you should have known, his wife was sick, he was not particularly healthy, they were going through their own domestic crises, and you dumped another one on top. So Chantel did, right. And then you exacerbated.
Okay, so I knew Colin's wife was ill. I was not aware that Colin was ill until you emailed me the questions.
Yeah, we have been, but I mean, he doesn't talk about it, and he's not. He doesn't play on it.
It's a personal matter.
But his friends know that, and you know, quite frankly, it puts CRT in a not particularly attractive light.
Well, I've offered to help Colin. I mean, offered him Roy's as a resource to help him volunteer. And the other thing that I said to Colin, I suggested to him in our meeting, I said, why don't you delegate some of the tasks?
Yeah, sure.
Because Colin does everything himself, from what I can gather. Yeah. If he's got such a large band of volunteers, Peter, why doesn't he delegate someone to do his risk assessment, someone to order his materials, someone to develop his work packages, someone to do his PR? Colin just takes on far too much. And if does he run a business as well?
Well, I don't know much about his business at all, but he's an experienced plumber.
He's only so many hours in a day, though, isn't he?
Yeah, but I don't think he does a lot of it these days. But we're not going to disagree about Colin delegating, but that's the nature of enthusiasts, isn't it? You know, but the point really is here, not that you. The point really is that this was taken away from him.
Yeah.
And you're not willing to restore it without him jumping through hoops again.
If that's how you want to describe it, Peter. Sorry.
Well, is that... No. Is that wrong? I see that as an accurate description of what you're asking of him. Do you not see it that way?
I want to establish a working relationship with Colin.
Yeah. And that's about the fourth time you've told me that. But the reality is he already had a perfectly good working relationship with CRT at a local level. The only falling out was with Chantel.
Okay.
You seem to be so desperate not to say that she was wrong that you're putting him and this whole volunteering effort under some intolerable pressures.
I just want to be respectful of Chantel's decision making. Whether I think it's right or wrong,
So Chantel, right? Well, sorry, did I just hear that right? Whether it was right or wrong, you want to respect it. So even if she made wrong decisions, you still have to respect those decisions.
From my personal perspective, coming into this particular what's the word, this particular issue, I'd rather just learn a bit more about it and build up this working relationship with Colin.
I can see we're going to go round in the same circles. Can I just deal with the whole question of Frank now? Are you going to provide him with some explanation or an apology about this press release that was allegedly inaccurate?
Okay, so first things first, I'm going to recheck my emails because I don't recall seeing an email from Frank. I do know Frank because he used to be the PR person for the LCT, didn't he? I do know Frank, I'm sure I've met him on occasion.
Yeah.
If I've missed an email, you know, I'll phone him up and apologise.
Right.
Personally, I'm absolutely bombarded. I'm literally with two jobs, but that's not an excuse, it's just a bit of context. So I'll go back to Frank, and if I missed any emails, I'll respond to it now. Yeah.
And will you tell him either what's wrong or will you apologise?
Why am I apologising now?
Because CRT has accused him of putting out an inaccurate press release, which wasn't an inaccurate press release.
Who's accusing Chantel?
Yeah, again.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry you have to pick up this crap from your predecessor, but that's the nature of the beast. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have my sympathy.
I'm not a volunteer. I get paid for working for Montreal, so I will pick up on it.
Yeah. So, you know, there seem to be only two choices there. Either you explain what you think is wrong, or what Chantel thought was wrong.
I understand.
Or you apologise to the man because he's come under attack because of this. Because CRT people have been saying, well, Frank put out inaccurate. He's even had local newspaper editors saying this was inaccurate. Right. And it was not.
Okay. I can understand what Frank
is. You know? So his pride is has been, you know... I think it's something you need to deal with, I think Frank would be very pleased if you dealt with it in a decent and reasonable way. Can we come to a slightly broader issue?
Sure.
This is the whole question of restoration of the northern regions.
Yeah.
Now, looking at the overall picture over a period of time.
Yeah.
I suppose a lot of people have to put a big question mark over CRT's commitment to that restoration. I mean, if you look at the broad picture as I see it, Lancaster Grinnell Trust, which has done a bit, and has now got another wordy work camp, isn't it, coming up?
Yes.
On this so-called first furlong and whatnot. But in reality, it's a patch of water in the middle of nowhere, isn't it? And they were actually... taken away from being able to do any sort of, never mind restoration work, even any tidying up work, by this 2-year-long ban over the Miles posts. You then have the Lancaster Canal Regeneration Partnership.
There's
no money, intention of being able to do very much. What money is there has been put in by CRT.
Can I give you a bit of background on that piece? It's now a good point, Lord Johnson.
Yeah, go on.
So, the LCRP, so...
This is your area of expertise anyway, isn't it?
I've been much closer to this. So when were you on the Lancaster?
About 3-4 years ago.
Okay, so at the turn of the millennium, well, probably just say post-recession, or pre-recession, so pre-2007-2008, you're probably well aware of Canal River Trust. We were undertaking a lot of restorations, weren't we, nationally? And I think the social economic context
at the time, it was BW,
there was just a lot of cash slushing around, wasn't it? We had all the Millennium Commission money, the regional development agencies, you know, which were heavily backed by Labour. They are very, very cash rich. And there was a bit of a fashion to be doing canal restoration at that time. So the LCRP did obtain a significant amount of cash to do undertake a number of engineering and environmental and design study works on the northern reaches. And that all that work was completed under the banner of the LCRP, but the cash just dried up, basically. The LCRP, we're at the point now, Peter, where it's unrealistic to think that it's a silver bullet that's going to pay
$100 million
for the restoration of the Northern Reaches. But they are doing small-scale projects such as upgrading the line of the canal into a cycle path just to interpret that line. So in the future, it might be 10, might be 20 years down the line, if and when the money ever does come available, all that work that's been done previously, we can draw upon, and hopefully we'll see restoration.
Well, yeah. So does it have to be the sort of Big Bang approach then, are you saying?
No. Well, the LCT, like you said, we're doing the bare work party imminently.
It's a worgy one over Easter, I think.
So, about 800 metre stretch or something.
So, I mean, if Colin wants to restore the Tewitfield locks, mm-hmm. That's a contribution to the eventual restoration of the canal, isn't it?
Of course it is.
So you have no objection in principle to that restoration? Or does it have to jump through some hoops before it can happen?
I said to Colin, I think in that meeting, told me that they've commissioned some engineering firm to look at the locks for restoration.
Yeah.
And I said, well, Colin, why don't you just pick up the phone and speak to one of our engineers? Because it's all the expertise we have in-house. It might be work that's already been done in this previous work financed by the Northwest Development Agency. Right. So why spend money on repeating work that's more than likely already done?
So, despite this suspicion that this is a restoration that CRT would perhaps rather put on the back burner, you're saying that you would actively encourage anybody to restore sections of the canal as and when possible?
Well, we're doing it, aren't we?
Well, you're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing a little with LCT at Stainton, isn't it? Yeah.
What else we're doing in the background is sorting out a connection agreement for the water to be, because he's a bund, isn't he, at that last bridge now?
Yeah.
We've got a chap now called Sam Anderson Brown. So while the work party is going on in parallel, we're working with Sam to take that bund out from underneath the bridge to carry on the waterway.
Yeah, so it can run for a little bit further.
Just another point as well, Peter, sorry to interrupt you. It is in our charitable objectives to expand the waterway network.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Which is why I'm surprised that Chantel got so twitchy about Colin and mentioning restoration, because that seemed to be the core of the objection in this press release, that it had mentioned the adoption and restoration in the same breath, so to speak. I think she was, I can only interpret because I didn't get a chance to ask, but it seems as if she didn't want the two to be conflated in some way. I mean, is that a problem?
I can only suggest that because we have this strategic relationship with the LCRP as the restoration partner, maybe she's worried about upsetting that relationship. I don't know.
No, does anybody else, unfortunately. You see, I mean, from my perspective, the LCRP had gone virtually dormant until Colin came on the scene, and then suddenly it was, you spend a lot of money by putting attaching a PR to it, a freelance ex-PW, which CRT paid for, which seems you can only interpret that spend.
So what are you suggesting we pay for Lynn?
Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. Just as a bit of organisational background, we have one PR person per two waterways.
Yeah.
So, did you meet Naomi Rose at all?
Or just spoken to her on the phone.
Naomi's on maternity leave now. Got a new girl in Gemma Rathbone.
Yeah.
But sometimes the workload is just too much for one person to cover two waterways. Mm. So I don't think Lynn's the only freelancer. But, the nature of freelance, you use them as and when you need them. Lynn might come in one day a week, next day she might do 2 days.
Yeah. But there was an agreement to employ her through LCRP, funded by CRT, to publicise these little bits of work that you were talking about.
With regards to LCRP, Peter, a number of partners contribute a small amount of money per annum.
Yeah.
Just a bit of an operating budget, just a few hundred pounds a year.
Yeah, yeah. But that employment of Lynn was specifically funded separately by CRT. It was an announcement made and the figures were there. And
okay. Yeah. You might know more about
And can only really be having sort of almost a Maury Madden's LCRP.
Right.
And Colin appears, and then suddenly LCRP's got a PR paid for by CRT.
Right.
You can draw your own conclusions, can't you?
Just a coincidence.
Oh, do you? Right. Yeah. Okay. okay. So, where are we as far as restoration is concerned then? Because yes, we're doing bits and pieces, we're plugging along. Are you willing to work with Colin on the restoration of Tewitfield Locks?
As I say, I'd love Colin to pick up the phone, Peter, and say, well, let's work together again, but you know, the ball's in his court, isn't
it? Well, no, not really, is it? Because the one thing that will change this whole impasse is you saying, right, let's go back to where we were before Chantel made this unexplained and unexplainable decision, and we restore the adoption agreement. We'll sit down with you, we will have we'll put together a program of works. We recognize that you are you want restoration, and we will try and build something that moves in that direction into this program of works.
Yeah.
You can do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can't you?
I could do, but I'd like to work with Colin over the coming weeks or months, really.
You could do, but you won't. Is there some, you keep coming back and saying the same thing to me, but I mean, what it amounts to is, I could do, but I won't.
What I keep coming back to as well is that I don't have a working relationship with Colin apart from one meeting with him.
But your people do. I mean, this is an organisation, it's not a collection of individuals.
No.
Your people on the ground have nothing but praise for Colin's work.
Yeah.
You know that he does good work.
Yeah.
You don't need to have a working relationship with him to prove that. I mean, are we perhaps the problem here, Steve? Is it the others you've been listening to? Those who have had a falling out on various things, those who have commercial interests. I don't want to go into names, but you know who I'm talking about.
What I could have done, Peter, is just maintain the status quo and just left Colin at arm's length. What I made the effort to get in touch with him, didn't I? Well, surely I deserve a bit of credit for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That doesn't answer the question I was asking. Is your decision not to reinstall the adoption coloured by your discussions with other individuals in that area?
No, not at all. As I said, that's why I recognise the good work that Colin's done.
Okay. So you recognise it. Your people on the ground know they can work with him.
Yeah.
I'm really at a loss to understand what you think you're going to gain from another few months of him cutting grass or whatever.
He did more than cutting grass, didn't he?
But that's not.
We spoke about the locks, haven't we?
Yeah, but that's what he did under the adoption. But what you were talking about in this interim period is not restoring locks, is it?
No. So what? How the meeting was left with Colin and Dougie Sawley and the others was that they were to meet Roy and come up with a new schedule of works for them to undertake, and we never discussed the parameters of that work.
So that could include restoration work?
If that's what we want to build up to, then yes.
Yeah. So if you're going to do that, why are we being pernickety about this question of reversing the decision to end the adoption? You know, you've got people on the ground who know.
Yeah.
And trust him.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to go by their report, surely.
I've never discounted them, because
foolish. Yeah, good indeed. And they're the only people who can really judge his abilities, and because they've worked alongside him.
Yeah.
So we still come down to the core of this seems to be you not wanting to be seen to reverse your predecessor's decision?
We're not getting away from this point. I'll repeat it. Adoptions are based on trust.
Yeah, and your people on the ground trust.
Relationship. I don't know Colin from Adam. I've had one meeting with him, maybe two phone calls. I just want to build up a personal working relationship with Colin, and then we can go through the schedule of works. And then
I'm sorry, but this adoption was put through and approved, and no way did your predecessor have a personal working relationship with Colin, other than one of mutual distrust.
Okay.
Why is it necessary for you to have a personal relationship when you have people on the ground who can tell you this man can do what he says he can do?
That's just important to me, really.
I fail to see what you think is gained.
Well, I want to know about people that are working on our land under our duty of care are working safely.
We're back to that, aren't we? Yeah. And
The spirit of the adoption agreement that was set.
Yeah. And are you willing and happy for Colin to do his own PR through whatever route he wants to do it?
If Colin and Frank want to put out PR, that's fine. You know, I've never, nor would I dream of stopping Colin from doing his PR. From what I can recall of email correspondence, I think the suggestion was that the PR was meant to be shared with the Canal and River Trust just to make sure that the messages are aligned. You know, and people have seen that as control, but maybe because of the mistrust between Colin and members of CRT, that's why people are feeling. But it
certainly mistrust at a senior level, certainly not at a local one. But
it's just not the case at all, and you know, that's one of the reasons why I reached out to Colin to try and build some bridges and, you know, try and establish a working relationship. It's one of the reasons why I'm here now, coming to meet you. You know, I'll do the same with Frank.
Steve, I have your I have sympathy for your position, but I still really, really struggle, because I mean, having been here for like 3/4 of an hour now, and having asked you a number of times, I cannot identify any good reason for the ending of the adoption. Right? And nor can you, it seems.
Okay.
From what you tell me. So other than some sort of misguided protection of Chantel's decisions, I don't see what you gain or CRT gains by the hostility that you create by not saying, all right, we made a mistake, let's move on, let's restore this adoption, let's get on with it, and we'll all be working happily together. Look, in a month's time, you could have everybody on side, you could have work going on those locks, everybody could benefit. And we're not in that position because you seem to want to stick with this, I can't reverse St. Chantel's decision without some probation period.
When I met Colin, the aim was to have people back on site by Easter weekend.
But on your terms of this probation thing?
Well, they'd have to come up with a schedule of works.
That's not quite the same thing, is it? Yes, of course they can come up with they can come up with a schedule of works. Look, the actual adoption is important to that group and to Colin. Okay? Having that sign up there on the locks, the one that was put up.
Adoption's important to us people as well.
Well, they probably are, because you're now, your volunteers now outnumber your staff.
Thousands of volunteer hours per annum now, won't we? It's growing hand over fist.
Yeah. So, you know, you're increasingly dependent on that, and increasingly dependent on contractors as well, but that's not the point. So, you know, look, I told you I ran a couple of PR companies, okay?
Yes.
And what I used to specialise in was crisis PR work for oil companies and chemical companies and things like that. believe me when I tell you that you would have gained a lot more in the way of brownie points and enthusiasm from volunteers and willingness to volunteer if you'd have simply turned your back on what was widely seen, certainly in, on the Lancet, as a dysfunctional leadership.
Yeah.
And said, all right, okay, that was probably not the right thing to do. Let's put this back in place. Let's start working again. Let's have a new relationship. Let's be friends. And I wouldn't be writing crap, stuff like this, and nor would anybody else. And you'd have been in a much, much better position.
Well, that's how I'm approaching it, Peter. We're not going to see eye to eye on this, are we?
So you're not willing to step back and restore it. So that's your decision. As I say, I think it's misguided.
Yeah, you know, we're both entitled to our viewpoints on that. You know, Colin's welcome to phone me. I can have Roy meeting this week, and if anyone wants to start work at Easter, there's no reason why we're. Was it 2 weeks away? Is it? There's no reason why we can't look to start some activities.
Well, it won't start until this adoption thing's sorted, I think.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's take it a stage further. Are you willing to move on to the adoption thing on a much shorter timescale? I mean, say Colin met with your people, you agreed to programmes of works, and then you put the adoption in place as they start.
Ah, I see. I prefer to do some working parties.
So that's a no.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Will you put a timescale on it?
I believe I said at the end of this, we'd review it at the end of the summer. I think.
So you're expecting to work under this sort of vague non-adoption agreement for 6 months.
I can't remember what point in the email if I'm on this piece. Did it say the date in there? I don't remember putting the date on it, to be honest.
No,
piece.
I can't see one.
But I did say to Colin, let's agree a schedule of works and then we'll revisit the adoption. I don't think we put timelines or milestones in there. It wasn't that important.
So you must have some thought in mind. If you won't do it by Easter, would you? I mean, are you actually insisting on it being September? Or would you do it in June? Or?
Well, it's predicated, isn't it, really? What his schedule of works is, how he's meant to be doing with Roy, because we never got that far.
No, and you won't, because you refused to reinstate the adoption. And you appeared, certainly to him, to be talking about minor works, a bit of grass cutting, not anything substantial.
Discussed work at all, Peter.
Well, that was certainly what he came away from that meeting with. Then it's not going to happen, is it? So
we never discussed what activities were going, because that was what the site visit was for with Roy, really. So Roy was at the meeting. Colin was meant to get back in touch with Roy. They'll do a site visit, agree what we want to do over the coming weeks, and then Roy provide materials and tools and equipment to help them do what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
So there is effort on our part as well, Peter. We did want to support Colin.
But not quite enough.
No. Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Okay.